This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
But right now, we find out number nine.
Number nine, the 2003 New York Yankees.
There's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at-bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series. Aaron Boone has hit a home run. The Yankees go to the World Series for the 39th time in their remarkable history. Aaron Boone down the left field line. They are waiting for him at home plate.
Championship Series over. Yankees win.
The Yankees win!
Wow. This is such a tricky one because...
Why? Because it's hard to forget any of these Yankees because they went so many times?
No, it's because they got beat by the Marlins a week later. Like, It is a classic series. Beating the Red Sox the way they did, coming back in Game 7 the way they did, Boone hitting the home run. It's one of the most classic ALCSs or best of sevens you could ever have. But I feel like... it's ruined to many Yankee fans for two reasons. Losing the World Series and what happened the following year.
Bingo. Double whammy. Because you the immediate 12 months later, you collapsed 3-0 to the Red Sox in the ALCS, which means you couldn't hold Aaron Boone over their heads. They got you in a much worse fashion the next year. I actually feel bad the most for Aaron Boone out of this moment. Because it is such an iconic moment in a man's baseball career. And not that Yankee fans don't remember it and cheer, but... it could have been that much more iconic in Yankee history, but they lose a World Series and lose to Boston next year.
Yeah, I think it hurts it. I think it would be better than number nine, but it's sitting there at number nine, the committee's decision. Let's hear number eight.
Number eight, the 2014 New York Rangers.
This is a bad job.
P.K. Subban.
P.K. Subban, yeah. What's wrong? You think they got disrespected or something?
Should be higher?
I'm curious, because we have not heard from the 2014, I always get these years wrong, 14-15 Mets. Which year was that again?
The 2014 New York Rangers got to the Stanley Cup Final and lost to the Kings. The 14 Rangers. Who are you asking about?
I'm asking about the Mets.
2015.
15. I get those 2 years confused because they were very, those two series.
Clearly the 15 Mets haven't been announced yet. They're going to be ahead.
Yeah. Which is what I'm going to say, which is interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because those two teams are so similar in that you don't get there often. This is the Rangers' only trip to the Cup since 94. The only time Henrik Lundqvist got... that team was beloved. Had that big comeback, the Mother's Day goal from Martin St. Louis. To be only eight on this list?
You know what may hurt it? What may hurt it is it's not like the 15 Mets.
Because it's hockey?
No, nothing to do with hockey. The 15 Mets were kind of on its own. Like, in 14, they weren't any good. In 13, they weren't any good. 16, they did make the playoffs. That Ranger team made the postseason in seven consecutive seasons.
Which makes this more special.
11 out of 12 years. They also lost numerous conference finals, including the following year where they lost a game seven at home to Tampa Bay.
But they got there this year.
But that's to the point. I think it makes it more special, more beloved when you constantly knock on the door.
And then you get through.
And then you finally get through. Mm.
No, that's fair. I'm correcting the comparison of the Mets. I think it's different.
Well, it's more that they played.
If you're saying that's more,
No, you're right.
Yeah, if you're saying that's more impressive, that's fine. The committee clearly disagrees.
It's why the Giants are still higher.
Yeah.
My comparison to that Met team is simply, I thought the actual series they played in which they lost in were so eerily similar.
But they were
similar.
Just so good all the time.
Right.
They were the Steelers.
Yeah.
Always there, but never quite getting there.
That's it. I can only fight for the Rangers so hard.
14 Rangers, number eight. Who's number seven?
Number seven.
That's carefully played away by Lundqvist. Now Ponikarovsky with it. 2-1 in front, block there.
That's the 2012 New Jersey Devils who defeated the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Finals. You just heard it on an Adam Henrique overtime goal. I got to tell you, and I'm not a Ranger fan or a Devil fan, I completely agree with the 12 Devils being ahead of the 14 Rangers. No question in my mind.
This committee is unbelievable.
Why?
Clearly Jersey-based.
Why is that?
Look, we already had another Devil moment. Devils get to 100 cups. They always take battles over. The one time the Rangers get there in 20 years, they're behind this Devil team?
No, they should be. You know why? Devils beat them.
Okay, the Devils beat them, bro. Great. So we're punishing the Rangers for not having
It's just the local feel. It's like you beat a local team.
Yeah, Sean, I'm going to put it in language you'll understand. This'll work.
English?
Yeah, this'll really work.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's say the Knicks get to the NBA Finals, right? They get to the NBA Finals, they lose a hard-fought series to the Thunder. Pretty cool. Like, we're going to honor them. And let's say 2 years from now, the Brooklyn Nets not only get to the NBA Finals, and by the way, lose to the same team the Knicks lost to, but they beat the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals on a game-winning overtime shot by somebody they used with one of the Knick picks.
Okay.
Wouldn't you put the net run above the Knick run because you beat a rival?
You can't even make that up with a straight face.
I know. I love this argument, so I will say that. All I will say is put a pin in it because unlike other moments, we know the teams to come. you know, we don't know what order they're coming in.
Right. We do know the teams that are still available.
There's a certain team that hasn't been announced yet that isn't a champion because of the reversal of what you're saying. That is curious that why that would be ahead of these teams.
Interesting.
Can we just rewind back here that something Sean said about the Devils? They went to a few Stanley Cups and they take back. No. They won three Stanley Cups. Right. And I would argue that Brodeur Triangle Devil team is the most overlooked, underappreciated time period of any sports team in this town. They get no credit. They were a dynasty.
All right.
They get no credit, and you just poo-poo it,
and
you do this with the Islanders, and you do this with the Devils. Bro, your hockey team is the third-ranked team as far as success. You have the most fans, but you don't have a lot of success, and you act like you do. And you don't have success. I'm talking about winning cups, not getting and being bridesmaids. Now, take your shot at the Knicks. That's fine. But you constantly take these shots at these other hockey teams when they have had more success than your team. They have.
I just credited the Devils.
No, you didn't. You took a very passive-aggressive shot at them.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
you did. How's Jack Hughes doing?
No, I don't do that.
Is that really where you went there? Like, that's the low
there,
blow?
Man.
Come on. I'm curious. Anybody have an update on it?
No, don't do that. That's such a low blow.
It's not even
Don't get me going if you don't want low blows.
No. But talk about, just acknowledge that the Rangers don't have the same success as far as Stanley Cups that the Islanders and the Devils have.
And that 12 team, as I'm looking, that was the last of the...
Yeah,
like they were constantly in the postseason.
That series,
and then it ended after that.
That game is famous for How I Met Tom and Lindsay Tiki, by the way.
Is it right? Really?
Yeah, on a cruise ship, we watched
that. No, that's very nice. That's the end.
Who I'm going to the game with on Saturday.
To your point, Tiki, that is the end of that Devil run, the very end of it.
Yeah.
In 2012, but honestly, I think your shots at the Devils are like almost they've won so much. Who cares? Actually, because they did, as Tommy pointed out, win three Stanley Cups,
and they beat the Rangers a lot.
They did. So I think that it was actually an attempted shot, but you're actually giving them credit for being a really successful franchise. But the one thing you got to keep in mind, this is where I do agree with the committee. The reason the 12 Devils, to me, absolutely should be ahead of the 14 Rangers are the teams they beat. Because when you beat a rival like that, it does make it extra special.
Right. All right.
It absolutely does. You know that.
It makes it memorable.
Quick timeout, because maybe I'm getting this list wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing most beloved, almost champions here?
It's most beloved, and the committee made clear it's beloved, success. They use a lot of factors to put this out there, but I'm going to assume that beating your rival certainly plays a role in it.
I'm simply pointing out inconsistencies.
What inconsistency?
The first couple we announced out of the 15 were the 81 Yankees and last year's Yankees, right?
Too long ago. That's why they're...
Okay, but last year's Yankees...
I'll give you the rankings for those just tuning in. The 24 Yankees, the 81 Yankees, the 85 Islanders, which I disagreed with, the 01 Devils, the 03 Nets, the 02 Nets, and then today the 03 Yankees, 14 Rangers, 12 Devils. What's the issue?
So just hear me out. Okay, the Islanders were one of those... And what did we say about the Islanders, why they're so far back out? They were coming off all those champions, right?
Yeah.
What did we say about those Yankee teams? Oh, look, there's so many of them you kind of forget. My argument for the Rangers is when you look at all these champions, almost champions we're arguing, they're the one in this group that basically it's the only time they got through for most people in their lives.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying.
That's what makes them more beloved
Especially when you think about the 0-1 Devils who won the previous year and they won 2 years later.
And as much as I like poking fun at the Devils, that's where Tommy is right. I can't take a shot. They're there so much and we have two Devil teams. This is the only time the Rangers got through. That's why they're more beloved.
Oh, that's why you say it's jersey-based.
I'm sure to the Devil fan, knocking out the Rangers meant a lot more than knocking off whoever.
Yeah. Who'd they beat in the 0-1 Eastern Conference Finals? I think it was Pittsburgh, if memory serves correct.
The Devils?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Exactly. Who'd you beat in the 2014 Eastern Conference Finals?
The Washington Capitals and Alex Ovechkin.
Again with the Capitals? How many times you got to play a stupid team?
I thought it was Montreal. Was it Washington?
You're right.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That was the Carey Price series.
What kind of hockey fan are you?
Wow. You pressed
Tiki? Penguins second round. When did we beat the Capitals?
0-1, they beat the...
Tiki knows, Mr. Hockey here.
Maple Leafs.
They're in Toronto.
So there you go. I know more hockey than you, Sean. Let's get back to your calls. 888-808.
And then the Penguins in the conference final.
There you go.